I'm Morgan Springer from Next and the New England News Collaborative.
This month, Boston joined some other cities, counties, and states in declaring racism a public health crisis, including Hartford, Connecticut. The mayor of Boston is proposing reallocating $12 million from the police department's overtime budget to public health, among other things. Joining me now to talk about the link between racism and health disparities is Dr. Cato Lorenzen. He's a professor of orthopedic surgery at the University of Connecticut and editor-in-chief of the Journal of Racial and Ethnic Health Disparities. Dr. Lorenzen, welcome to Next.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, Dr. Lorenzen, the statement here is that health inequities are the product of racism. And when it comes to life expectancy, Black Americans on average live 3.5 years less than the rest of the population. That's according to the most recent data available from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And with pregnancy, Black and Native American women are 4 to 5 times more likely to die during pregnancy than white women. And those are just a couple of examples. How do we connect statistics like these that illustrate health inequalities to racism?
What I say is that when we talk about pre-existing conditions, racism is the prime pre-existing and existing condition contributing to the negative health consequences of Black people. And we see it across an entire spectrum of life. The medical care, the quality of medical care that Black people get. We see it in the way they're treated in the streets of the cities by police. We see it in the housing and housing opportunities, also the employment opportunities that take place, and also certainly the educational opportunities. And all these areas have the common denominator of the pre-existing and existing condition of racism. You know, one of the things that I think that's happening in America is that I do believe that people are beginning to listen and beginning to hear how racism affects really all parts of our lives and how we need to combat racism in order to make this a true and just country, but also in order to be able to create the health and welfare that we need to have for all of our citizens.
How have you seen racism bear out in health inequalities firsthand?
I grew up in North Philadelphia and the inner city of North Philadelphia. And so one could see that even in terms of the levels of access to care, in terms of hospitals, was low. As someone that has moved through the medical system, one can see directly how it takes place in terms of systems that unfairly discriminate against Blacks. Let me just say that a number of studies have demonstrated that in conditions and in locations in which there are Black physicians, the quality of care that takes place in terms of Black patients improves. And the reason this happens is because of the concept of unconscious bias. And most studies examining unconscious bias have found that whites and white physicians harbor unconscious bias in the medical setting against Black people. Interestingly, they do not have anti-white unconscious bias, just anti-Black unconscious bias. In most cases, Blacks do not harbor unconscious bias against Blacks or unconscious bias against whites. And we make the case with the data that's there, the firm data that's there, that it's important and Black physicians matter. And having more Black physicians is very, very important in terms of being able to reduce the types of health disparities that we're seeing taking place with Black people.
So with coronavirus, we have this really stark example of unequal health outcomes for people of color. We know that Black and Latinx people around the country are disproportionately contracting the virus and dying from it. And I'm wondering if you could give just a couple examples of why this is happening with the virus and how this is representative of systemic racism.
Again, racism as a pre-existing condition is present and an existing condition that's present. And that influences every area that we talk about. We know that in terms of the numbers of Blacks who are in jobs in which they are quote unquote essential, meaning that they cannot work at home, those numbers are over twice as high for Blacks over whites, placing them in conditions that are more hazardous in terms of COVID-19. We know that a number of medical conditions that we see, such as hypertension, diabetes, et cetera, are influenced by the quality of care that takes place, but also the environment that takes place. There's a concept of allostatic load, the wear and tear that takes place for individuals who are, you know, living in society. And Blacks consistently have higher allostatic load scores, and those can often be linked to areas of discrimination and racism.
Okay, so before I let you go, when a state or city declares racism a public health crisis, what does that do practically speaking?
My first answer to that is we'll have to see. Because obviously it's not just the declaration, but it's the steps that are taken afterwards. We have to understand that racism exists across a spectrum, and we have to address it not only just in policing, but throughout the spectrum of everyday life.
Well, Dr. Lorenzen, thank you so much for sharing your research, your expertise, and your insights. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Great. Thank you very much.
Cato Lorenzen is a professor at the University of Connecticut, an orthopedic surgeon, and editor-in-chief of the Journal of Racial and Ethnic Health Disparities. Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.